next presenter is Gregory Berger, and he will be presenting on comparison of BT traits for cotton bollworm control in the lower Gulf Coast of Texas.
Good morning. I apologize. I'm kind of getting over a sinus infection, so I'm going to try to get through this without coughing too much. As he said, we're talking about the comparison of BT traits for cotton bollworm in the lower Gulf Coast. Reality is, like most of the cotton belt, you know, we're starting to see more bollworm damage in BT cotton. But if you look in comparison to the upper Gulf Coast and the Mid-South, we're at a relatively low level. And so over the past couple of years, we've been seeing, you know, damage ticking upwards in our BT cotton. And after attending meetings last year and hearing David Kern's talk, we wanted to develop some studies similar to what he's been doing in other states. And so what we did is kind of went along the lines of what he's done in the past and picked some technologies that were pretty much grown in our area. With the exception of UA-222, the Phytogen, Delta Pines, and Fibermax lines are all planted, you know, widely in the lower Gulf Coast. We have had some UA-222 planted in the past in 2016. 2017 we didn't, but still this is pretty representative of the technologies and, you know, the BT traits that are grown in our area. For our experimental design, it's pretty similar to what David's done in the past. We had 4 row plots by 30 feet. Our research plots are on 30-inch spacing, so we kind of went with what's for our area. We had 4 reps. We had untreated and treated plots. In our treated, it had a Prevathon applied at 22 fluid ounces to the acre. We planted on April 22nd, which is kind of towards the end of our planting season. We did this because of seed availability and when we could get in, but it worked pretty well for our study. And we just used standard management practices that we would use for our area. So we did our evaluations beginning at first bloom, and we rated for bollworm, larval presence, and damage that were evaluated. And we made our evaluations at weekly intervals like we would do on commercial fields until maturity. And we evaluated squares, bloom tags, and bowls for damage. We applied our application of Prevathon on July 6th, which is approximately the third week of bloom. On commercial fields in our area, around the third week of bloom is when we start treating for stink bugs. And so we kind of wanted to go with what we would do commercially in this study. And for this, we used Bidrin just so we wouldn't have any overlap of controlling bollworms on the untreated plots and the treated. That way we had, you know, just a pure treatment of Prevathon on the treated plots. So the reality is we had low pressure. On our results for the first to third week, we had no larval presence. We had no damage recorded. And we did have an egg lay kind of at the beginning of the third week of bloom. And so based on what we've heard this morning, you know, our Prevathon application should have gave us some control going into that fourth week of evaluations. Once we got into the fourth week, we were able to separate out the untreated and treated plots. As you can see, our conventional cotton had right around 5% damage to squares. And then our bloom tags were running about 2.5%. And then even in our BT cotton, we had some damage on bolls, but it was at a very low percentage. It was around 1.3%. And when we got into our treated plots, I think what we were seeing is damage that occurred between our rating and our application, but we were at below a 5% threshold on the treated plots. Once we got into the fifth week of bloom, we saw everything drop off. And in the UA-222, we still had a little bit of residual damage, but in our untreated plots, basically, we lost any kind of damage that we were seeing. And this pretty much was cut out for us in this study, so we didn't have any ratings post fifth week of bloom. When we look at our lint yields for it, reality is we didn't see much difference between the treated and untreated in here. There were some plots that kind of wavered up in the treated, but it kind of went back and forth depending on the genotypes. And reality is, you know, for us, if we were on a conventional field, we would use a 5% threshold for applications of Prevathon or pyrethroid for control of bollworm. And that was reached for UA-222 for 1 week of the study. The damage in our BT-traded cotton was low, from 0 to 1.5%. which is well below an economic threshold for our area. And, you know, the conventional cotton UA 222 yielded less than the BT plots, but I don't think that was necessarily because of bollworm damage, just because of the genetics and agronomics of that variety. So kind of one thing I wanted to do is tie that into what we're seeing in commercial fields. So just to give you a little bit of an idea, the star is kind of where San Antonio is, and I'll be talking about the area in the circle, and that's B, San Patricio, Nueces, and Clayburgh County, and that kind of is what they consider the lower Gulf Coast of Texas. So in timing on our commercial fields, what we're seeing is bollworm movement in early June into cotton. We consult on grain sorghum, and our primary rotation there is grain sorghum and cotton. We have a little bit of corn, but not really a considerable amount compared to the upper Gulf Coast and the Mid-South. And what we're seeing is this movement year after year from grain sorghum to cotton, which corresponds to maturity of the grain sorghum. And in general, this is our cotton's going to be in the second to seventh week of bloom, depending on planting, when that occurs. And this year we observed bollworm feeding in Clayburgh, Nueces, and San Patricio counties in BT cotton. Most of the feeding occurred during the fourth, fifth week of bloom. We observed it in wide strike and Bollguard 2 cotton, but our damage was still on a less than 5% basis per field. And that's pretty much what we saw in this replicated study that we did. And like I said earlier, we didn't have any conventional cotton planted. We observed more damage in 2015 and 16 than 2017. I think a lot of that for us had to do is with a higher population of bollworm in those 2 years. And we also had a lot more, I think, stress-induced feeding in our cotton. 2015 and 16 were relatively wet years for us. We had a large portion of fields that were had water stress, and so you had poor expression of these traits in those areas, and we tended to see a little bit higher feeding damage in those areas. And one thing I do want to note is that while we never hit a threshold for bollworm alone, when combined with our stink bug applications or control combined, we were hitting a threshold that we felt that, you know, we had some benefit of controlling bollworm along with stink bug. In conclusion, our replicated trial had light bollworm damage. Again, UA-222 was at a threshold for a week. Our damage on our BT traded cotton ranged from 0 to 1.5%. And really, this mirrors what we're seeing in commercial fields in the Clayburgh, Nueces, and San Patricio and B counties. And really, timing of our bollworm movement in both replicated trial and commercial fields were very similar. With that...